With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
Welcome to the Daily Pattern. If you've been around at all, you know that we've taken a little bit of a break from production over the summer. We've been doing reruns in the summer season, but now it's fall, and we're starting a new series with new content we're excited about. We're starting a series called Reopening the Bible. As everybody's talking about reopening in society, how do we reopen? When do we reopen? What does that look like? Business, school, travel, sports, workplaces. We want to ask, though, before we go back to normal, whatever that is, we want to ask, have we learned anything? Before we reopen again, are we doing it faithfully? We want to return to God's Word as the foundation for any reopening. And so in this Reopening the Bible series, we're going to look at six key biblical events that have always defined God's people. Things like creation, covenant, the Exodus. We want to look at these major texts in Scripture, and the meditations will follow those and comment on those, and we pray that you're blessed as you reopen God's Word and build your life around it.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, your scars are your trophies, proof of your unfailing love for me. I am haunted by the guilt of my past, the sins of my present, and my fear of the future. Lord, at the cross you said, "It is finished." So I stop my worry. I rest in you. You have done it all. Amen.
The Confession. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, forgive my fugitive ways. I turn and I run from you. Forgive my criminal acts of hypocrisy and self-righteousness. Forgive my violations of arrogance and selfishness. Forgive me for denying you, ignoring you, disregarding you. I am the one at fault. I have no other help but to turn my face to you and plead with the thief on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Amen. Today is Wednesday, and our word comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, according to its own kind on earth." I'm Colleen Barnes, reading a meditation written by Allison Lewis. If you were to visit my home, you'd see a lot of houseplants, about 30 to be exact. In the living room, a happy white and green striped spider plant lives on top of my bookshelf, while a couple of aloe plants and a green rubber plant live below. There's a Christmas amaryllis that started out as a bulb from Aldi, a set of dark green elephant ears sit on a small stool, and a tall zizi plant from South Africa with waxy, shiny green leaves pokes out of a turquoise pot. In the kitchen, there's four more plants on the windowsill, including a variegated pothos with long trailing fingers, and a pot that proudly reads, "Crazy Plant Lady." My office and bedroom host a few more plant friends. You'll find a parlor palm, a snake plant, a flamingo plant, a croton, and a couple of succulents, too. Why all the plants, you ask? They bring me joy, I'd say truthfully. But more than that, they remind me of God's mighty work of creation. In Genesis 1, we read, "And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit." God created thousands of plants, and he calls every one of them good. He lovingly crafted every houseplant, fruit tree, vegetable, and crop that you can think of. Our Creator spent time designing and cultivating each one, giving them unique details, shapes, colors, and sizes. Every plant is special in its own way, and each has its own job. You and I have a job as well, to bear good fruit. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23 speak about this fruit. It comes through the Holy Spirit. Fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As Christians, we're called to produce good fruit in our daily lives. This may be listening patiently to a child as they share about their school day, or praying with a friend who's going through a tough time. It could be purposefully opening God's Word each day. Houseplants remind me of God's calling to produce good fruit. They remind me of his love for his creation and his people. How can you serve others and bear fruit this week? We pray. Lord, thank you so much for your gift of creation. Please help me bear good fruit with the help of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Benediction from Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.